Maybe it was wrong to say nothing as you walked away. Baby,
欢迎大家又来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你 It's me Spencer
大家好我是 Jenny 那今天开言英语要帮你解决的呢 Well, it's the beginning
Part one
Part one
Of how many parts, Jenny?
可能会一直做吧就是十大常常犯的中式英语错误对我们学习者来说很重要就是 We want to correct these、
definitely.
mistakes 对吗我们要纠正这些 common Chinglish mistakes、那有很多啦我们今天就先从这些几个很有代表性的啊、really really common ones 开始说起好那其实我们每一期的节目包括我们每一课的会员课程都是就是想帮大家纠正这些中式英语对吗用更地道更自然更正确的表达方式说英语
That's right.
所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号啊，你只要搜索“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，就能看看今天你有没有中招我们说的 mistakes 啊，能了解更多我们给大家带来的好内容。
好，
那我们先从一个比较 lighthearted、比较轻松的 mistake 说起吧。
Okay, and which one would that be, Jenny?
啊，这个就我很喜欢的 fashion 时尚，我是个很爱打扮的人。
Okay, so fashion, so.I think sometimes a lot of our Chinese friends out there might say, hey, he is very fashion.
对，这个就是真的挺 commonplace 啊、很常见就是把 fashion 当成一个形容词来用。
Yeah, but really you should say, you know, he is very fashionable.
对，因为 fashion 是一个名词、对吧
Exactly.
Fashionable 才是一个形容词。
没错。
但我也发现就是其实 native speakers 不太说 fashionable, 好像这个词有点 outdated,、就是形容一个人很时髦经常会用的词可能是、他是很 trendy, you know, he's very trendy.
Or maybe stylish.
Stylish, 对、很会打扮、或者一个地方、比如上海魔都 is a very trendy place.、
Yeah, exactly.、Yeah, I guess you could say places are fashionable. Yeah, but yeah, we would say trendy probably more.
哦、对，我觉得还有一个词挺好用，是法语，但现在在英语里也常用，就 someone's very chic.
Oh, chic.
对不对 ？Chic 就是说他又时髦，然后呢又是那种很 stylish 的，就不是那种很快 ，not like.Fast fashion, not fads.
Oh, have you seen her dress? It's so chic.
对，就是对啊，就这样的时髦啊。好，那所以不要再说 someone is very fashion.、大家可以用我们前面教你的这些词、这些表达方法啊。好
that's right. Okay, number two. I very like.
啊、我很喜欢一个东西。这个其实我觉得很容易改因为你只要把那个 very 换成一个副词换成一个 adverb 就好了
Yeah, so instead of I very like You can say I really like
I really like something、
Or I love something
哎，对我觉得美国人好像用 love 更加频繁一点、
This is true But that word love We throw it around too much these days, Jenny
对因为我也觉得有的时候 overuse 用了太多好像滥用了啊。In any case 我觉得这也是中文和英文包括我们中国的思维方式和英文思维方式很大的不同、因为中文真的很难开口说爱、美国人比如 I love McDonald's
Oh God、
但我们也说我很爱吃快餐对对对这样也说、就我们会把爱后面可能加入一个动词、比如我很爱听开言英语、我很爱吃肯德基
But 你刚才说了我很爱 If you'd like 直接翻译的话 This is like I very love So make sure guys that you don't say that You have to just say I love something
对
Or I love something very,
very much.
much
对这个 very 你要用的话就要把它放在后面、放这句话的最后、You like or you love something very much
That's right、
Before we、move to number three 我觉得你还可以再教到大家 alternatives 更加口语的比如 I'm so into something 其实这个也是 I really、like I really love something 也可以这样讲、对不对
Yeah I mean you can be intopractically anything
or anyone
yeah
喜欢一个人也可以 I'm really into this person
yeah
对不对
but you can only use that if you like、like them like them
like
yeah、
就是、是真的那种 attracted
like,
to them
I can't say like hey I'm really into my friend Adam you know
因为这个是 romantic
对 yeah, 对 对, 对
是吧
对就是
嗯好的好的
OK number three how to say
哦、oh, 这个我们曾经专门做过一期节目、嗯、因为这也是特别常见的一个错误、
嗯、
as an English learner 作为一个学习者我们经常会说这个东西英文怎么说呀、嗯、
yeah you should say how do you say
how do you say something、mm-hmm. something or、what do you call this in English
yeah,
对吧
yeah, yeah.But back to how to say really quickly. 不就是我们中国朋友会说 how to say. When I saw this, I immediately thought, I think French people say this a lot too.How to say, how to say.
就法语里面或者其他很多的语言里面都是这样的 phrasing 这样组成的。
Yeah, either way, there's definitely some European people who would say how to say this or how to say that.、
嗯、
so it's not just our Chinese friends.
就是英语学习者 common 普遍的一个大 bug.
嗯嗯嗯嗯 exactly.
哎，但是呢，就是 how to 这个句式，它如果不是一个 question, 不是一个问句，它也是对的。比如像你搜我怎么做一个东西的教程、嗯、就是说 how to 啊就是有很多 how to series how to videos
right how to do something how to fix your car
how to lose a guy in 10 days 不是一个电影怎么十天甩掉一个男人
是啊是啊 that's right
好但是不要把它 don't use it as a question、嗯、right、嗯、you should say how do you say it or what do you call something in English、
嗯、okay okay so how about number 4
接下来的这个呢我觉得也哎呀特别实用因为很多时候见到一个外国朋友问他啊你来中国你在中国住了多久啦我就说 Hey Spencer, how long have you been staying in China?
Right, yeah, so if you say have you been staying, kind of sounds like you're on vacation.
Short term.
Yeah, just short, yeah, 反正是短期的 yeah.
来旅游度假对吧
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. So if somebody has...been somewhere for a while、
mm.
You can say one of two things how long have you been here or、mm. how long have you been living here
啊、mm-hmm. 好对我觉得我们现在看这两个很容易 confuse 很容易搞错的动词、mm. stay versus live、
mm.
so the key difference is stay、就是是比较短期的、
mm-hmm. yeah.
stay is for short term
yeah
whereas live、mm. 就是是生活嘛
嗯、mm.Exactly.、
Mm.
Yeah, so you could say like, oh, on my last vacation, I stayed in, I don't know, the Philippines for 2 weeks. But you would say, I've lived in New York for 2 years.
对对所以就是真的是看那个 duration,、mm. the amount of time.、Mm. 啊 mm. 然后呢我觉得像 Spencer 说的那个 你可以问人家 how long have you been in China? 这个是最安全的、mm. 因为可能你刚见到一个外国朋友 you're not sure if they've been here you know they're here as a tourist、
mm-hmm.
or they're living here、mm-hmm. working here、
mm-hmm.
所以就直接 how long have you been here
yeah,
how long
yeah.
have you been in China、
yeah.
就是最最 general 最通用的
yeah exactly、
嗯、好那我接下来想说的这个错误呢我以前自己也常犯啊这个我觉得是我们明明明白我们知道但我们脱口而出就会把男女、
mm-hmm.
就是真的就搞错、
嗯、
而且都就是用反了、
嗯、
比如 This is my wife He's very beautiful
Oh he is very beautiful
对吧你这是不是有身边好多朋友 He she 会常常的就是搞、
嗯、
搞错因为真的就像我说、嗯、I'm sure we all know、
嗯、
He is male、
嗯、
And she is for female、
嗯、
但是就是还是英语说的不多开口不多了以后呢、
嗯、
就不地道然后就会、嗯、you know you make these low level mistakes、
嗯、
and they're almost your reflex
yeah so how would you fix this low level mistake
我这里可以分享一个我的那个经验啊就是、嗯、不断的比如 my wife she's very beautiful、
mm-hmm.
my husband this is my husband he's very handsome、
mm-hmm.
就是不断的把你生活中常出现的人他的性别你 he she he she、
mm-hmm.
不断的练、
mm-hmm.
然后后来我真的发现过了就是强化训练了一段时候吧、
mm-hmm.
我现在 he she 我绝对不会说错 unless I'm drunk 可能除了喝醉不会 Meet my husband. She's very handsome.
She is so handsome.
对，所以我那个方法，我那个小小的口语练习，那个 drill 对我来讲还是挺有用的。我不知道我们听众们有没有自己的一些 you know your tips， 你们的小窍门都可以在留言里面分享给大家啊。
Yeah, let us hear those tips, guys.Okay, so I think we have one more on the list for today.
对，今天我们 part one 最后要跟大家说的这个，我觉得这特别有意思，也特别、其实是值得专门做一期节目跟大家讲的。这个 mistake 就是
foreign?
Oh, foreigner.
Oh, this foreigner?
对，外国或者外国人。
老外。
老外，对这个错误，我觉得 Spencer 可以跟我们讲讲你前面告诉我的那个故事啦。
Oh, the story. Okay. Well, I was leaving Pudong Airport to go to another country, and in line with me was a little kid with his mom, and then he pointed at me and said to his mom, something like, "Mama, 你看这个老外或者怎么怎么样啊?
这个 foreigner."
Yeah, and then I said, "Hold on one minute, because."Pretty soon, you're going to be a foreigner.
哦，因为他要出国是吧？
对啊。
对，因为在英语里面，其实真的很少用 foreign or foreigner 这个词。我给大家举一个例子，我在加拿大的时候，我有一个就加拿大当地的朋友、he was born there. He's you know, 他是当地人嘛 ，local. 然后他跟我说有一次，he was invited to a event hosted by a Chinese organization、就是有一个中国的一个什么机构请他去一个会议发言然后介绍他的时候就说Let's welcome a foreigner to give us the foreign perspective on just something something Canadian. 讲什么加拿大的房产投资市场。然后 they introduced him as a foreigner. 然后他就说没有我是加拿大人。
你们都是 foreigner, 我不是。
对，所以我后来自己想啊，可是，这可能也是我们中英文一个挺大的区别。就在英语里面，如果你一直说 foreigner 什么的，就会让人家觉得 you're singling them out，
yeah.
对吧？就好像特别把这一组人当成外人，很排外。
No, this is true. And also, I mean, if you do.Like, have to, or if you feel you need to say that this person is from another country, it's best to say which country they're actually from.
对，就不要就说 Oh, meet my friend, he's a foreigner.
Yeah.
就是啊，来认识一下我朋友，外国人。就像 Spencer 说的，最好还是 be specific， 就是他是哪国人。比如，yeah, Spencer is American.
Yeah.
Adam is Canadian, 对吧？不要说 they're foreigners.
Yeah.
然后我觉得另外还有一个词你可以代替的就是 international. 比如说啊，这个上海有很多外籍人士或者什么，这个学校有很多外国学生 ，there are many international students.
This is true.
对吧？或者 expats， 在中国讲到你 ，how do you feel about that word?
I actually really don't like that term.
也是觉得很。排外是吧
Well, I really think that term is 很过时 I think it's really like out of date. Because,、
yeah.
for example, like,I'll give you my logic really quickly here. So people from like Western or like 比较发达的国家，什么英国、德国、美国 blah, 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 这些国家，如果你去什么发展中国家，然后 they will say, I'm an expat.And it's kind of like, but if you have people that go from like a developing country to a bigger, like a developed country, they're called an immigrant. 他们是移民。
哦，你觉得这里面好像有那种地位 hierarchy, 好像 expat 就是哎，我比你们好那种。
Yeah, and it just sounds very kind of outdated. I don't like it too much.
所以你的建议 your suggestion would be just...
I mean, people still use the term expat. I mean, you can...You know, you can refer to me as an expat. I'm not going to get like mad or anything, but I've often thought, what does that term really mean?
对，所以我觉得建议吧，还是就是如果你知道他的国家，那么就是 be specific 说他是哪国人。如果你真的 in general 或者要说是外国或者什么的 international, like Shanghai is a very international city.
Yeah.
China is, 要说。Cosmopolitan 什么都可以吧
也可以
对很国际化的啊会比较好 OK 好的那我们今天 we summed up some、really common Chinglish mistakes.、
Mm-hmm.
然后呢、其实真的这有很多嘛 and that's why we exist, really. 这也是开言存在的意义就是帮大家在每一期的节目里面、包括我们的会员课程里面学到地道自然正确的英语表达、然后逐步逐步的去纠正我们的、中式英语错误啊、好那也谢谢大家对我们一直以来的支持如果你喜欢我们的节目你认同我们的教学理念和教学方式那也欢迎大家看一下我们的开言会员课程我们最近刚更新了一套我们很新的这个课程、作为免费的试用、大家可以到我们公众号先来了解一下之后你喜欢的话呢也可以在公众号升级学习一年只要629每天都有美国和加拿大的主播不叫你们外国人哈、
还有英国
国人的
还有英国的
现在也有英国没有都有我们的就特别好的很 global 很全球化的团队给大家带来制作精良的英语课好 Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys
I thought you'd say goodbye for good But you're still here with me